Well, hello, hello. Looks like we're live here. Just checking a couple of streams here, making sure we are connected. And very good. So, we are live, not from the underground. Right now, we're actually live from above ground. And the reason for that is because I've been noticing something. I've been noticing how the trees are beginning to blossom and grass is beginning to grow. And there's all sorts of indicators that are telling us spring is on its way. And that, of course, is important for us to remember because this is God's promise to us. In God's word, in Genesis chapter 8, God's covenant with Noah is stated that God will never again curse the ground, verse 21, because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So, let me just comment here for a sec. Hold on. All right. What this means is that God has promised a regularity in his creation, that the created order that he has established, he will uphold in his world. And he will not withhold that created order, but rather will sustain it, govern the world in such a way that it will continue on until the very end. So, with all of what's happening with coronavirus, get above ground. Look at God's creation. Look at the trees. Look at the birds of the heavens. Look at the grass. Look at the budding and the blossoming that is springtime. And note that although we're agitated because of coronavirus, whether legitimate or not, I have no interest in going into that question at this moment. There will be a time when we can maybe analyze that with a modicum of clarity. Look at not this world in its systems and in the human interactions that are toxic and polluted because of sin and all the communications and all of this stuff that's happening and the pandemic and the sickness and our news headlines and our politicians. All right. Look at that and see that with one eye open. Squint at that. But you need to look with both eyes wide open, God's creation, and you need to open your ears to hear the proclamation of God's creation, that the heavens, Psalm 19, declare the glory of God, and the sky above speaks and shouts his handiwork. So, coronavirus is happening. Okay, think about the question at hand. What has remained the same? There's a lot that's different. You have to work from home. Your kids are now at home. The school year's canceled. You can't commute. You're quarantined, self-quarantined. You're, doing social distancing or distant socializing, what have you. Okay, there's a lot that's different. But God's word compels you to consider, what is the same? What has remained the same? What will always be the same, no matter what season you're in? I'm going to read this again for you. God will again never curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. Verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Now, you have to interpret this in such a way, and we're not going to cover all the steps here, the hermeneutical steps, to get to this point. But you need to realize that in this text is God's created order upheld for us. And I would say, furthermore, you have obligations that haven't changed. You get that right from this text. You have obligations that haven't changed. And of course, you can look at other texts as well. You, if you are in Jesus Christ, are still obligated to the Lord Jesus Christ. You, if you are in Jesus Christ, are obligated to worship Him. In fact, not only if you're in Jesus Christ, all men everywhere are now called to repent. You are called to not grow anxious, to look at the birds of the heavens, Matthew 6, and how God clothes them and how God feeds them. Are you not worth more than they? Look at the lilies of the field and how God clothes them. Better than how Solomon was clothed. Are you not worth more than they? Does your life not last more than their life? Of course you are worth more. Your heavenly Father will provide all that you need. And so you go and you live your life for God, because it's not your life. Because if you're in Jesus Christ, it's Christ in you. And the life you now live, you live by faith in the one who loved you and gave himself up for you. So think of springtime. And when you think of springtime, think of God's sovereignty. Because who is the one who is in control of all things? It's God. And when God says coronavirus will end, coronavirus will end. And when God says this world will end, this world will end. And God has told us, right? God has told us, the second Peter, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. That day will come. You don't know. I don't know. No one knows when that day will be. But that day will surely come. It will come because God says it will come. All right? And God is to us, he seems slow. He seems like he's delaying. And so we become naturalists that flatten the whole of creation and have no room for God in this creation, in his creation. And God tells us in his word through the Apostle Peter, do not become a naturalist. Do not become a modernist that flattens creation. All right, God is in control of his creation. And when God says he will come back and roll up history like a scroll and burn and dissolve all the elements of this old creation, then God will do that. Now, all of this should lead us to what? To anxiety? All of this should lead us to what? To speculation regarding when the Lord will come back? When is the end of the earth? You know, what's the timetable for coronavirus, etc., etc., etc. Verse 11 of 2 Peter 3. No, the very next verse. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So the bottom line here, folks, is that all the certainty of God's sovereignty, that he is in control, that what he has promised he will fulfill, and that there will come a day that is called the Day of Days, the last day, the Day of the Lord. Because of all this, we are not compelled onto speculation. We're not compelled to encouraged to try to peer into the mysteries of God, into his hidden decree. What motivation do we have? The motivation of God's word, stated here clearly. What sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for this day, hastening it, and awaiting, according to his promise, new creation? So, in other words, when things happen in life, look at the regularity of God's created order. Do not forget your obligations as a Christian for God, to live for God, and to serve your neighbor, to love your neighbor as yourself, and to live lives of holiness and godliness. Do not jettison God's created order. And do not jettison your obligations. A lot has changed. A lot is changing, perhaps. A lot will not change back, right? Maybe things are irreversible. Maybe we're going to have new social behaviors in the next months or so. I don't know. A lot of pundits are talking about all this stuff. This is not a blizzard. This is a winter. This is not a blizzard. It's an ice age. I don't know. And guess what? They don't know either. What I do know is, what obligations do you have to God that you need to fulfill? The same ones you had 2 months ago. What obligations do you have to your children? You still have to teach them God's word. You still have to love them. You still have to hug and kiss them. Nothing has changed. What obligations do you have to your spouse? What obligations do you have to your neighbor? What obligations has God enjoined upon you? You must still go forth and fulfill them. And fulfill them, perhaps, in a new context. And that's going to require wisdom. Well, guess what? Wisdom has always been required to fulfill God's word. And of course, alongside of wisdom, a wholehearted love for God's commandments, and a love and an obedience for God himself, which is the first and greatest commandment. So, beloved, let me conclude. Don't forget, amidst coronavirus, amidst novel COVID-19, your obligations to God and your obligations to your neighbor. And that's all. And go forth in the power of the Spirit. Go forth in his name. Jesus Christ is Lord.